Let's talk about another country. Congratulations, I've got to say. Listen to it. You must be very proud, Rod.
Yeah, I am. I am. It's got a great reception, and even a few critics like it, which is a miracle for me.
Yeah. You surprised at that?
Yeah, I am. You know, it's... I think I've sort of been around so long, they've decided to like me again.
With you being alone around so long, are you getting more confidence to write exactly what you like, and you don't care maybe what other people or the record company want you to write?
Yeah, I mean, the record company have never put me under any pressure to write any particular way. You know, that's the wonderful thing about the music business. You are, you know, your own. You're in charge of your own destiny, really. But I'm enjoying this rebirth of being able to write songs, and quite comfortable about, you know, writing songs about, for instance, putting my 4-year-old son to bed, Batman, Superman, Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was for somebody young.
Yeah.
Is it easier to write now?
It's not easier, but it is more pleasurable. In the old days, you know, when I was with the Faces, for instance, they had to lock me in a hotel room with a bottle of wine and say, "Come on, Stuart, you get on with it," you know. But nowadays, I'm absolutely just the opposite. I love it. I absolutely love writing songs.
Is that because it's bizarre, isn't it? Come when you write a song, it's where your mind is, isn't it? It's not necessarily It's not how you're taught to write a song. It's where your mind is in a certain kind of mode, and how you can channel that to put down to words and lyrics.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I've written love songs when I haven't been in love. I wrote about divorce when I was happily married. You know, so I think it's largely down to your experiences.
So there's no signposts from another country then we should look out for?
No, I don't think there's any, there's liner notes on the album that tell you what the songs are all about for those that may not get it. But no, there's no leaders.
I'm impressed by its diversity, Rod.
Yeah. It's got a real heavy Gaelic, Celtic feel. And then there's a reggae. There's some out and out rockers. There's a song about World War II, the end of World War II. So it's varied.
Certainly is. And I was going to suggest you might call it diversity, or kind of, you know...
What's that mean?
Full of contradictions.
No, we came up with another country because it was just, you know, it was we couldn't think of what to call the album, and there it was staring us straight in the face. It was one of the tracks.
Talking of the present track, Please, that we're playing a lot at the moment. When I first heard it, I was like, have you nicked that off Mick Jagger? Because that's that good a song, you know. I thought, you know, and you've written it for you and your voice. It's like, it's amazing. And I'm loving hearing your voice sounding like that.
Yeah, it's a pulling song, you know. It's sort of almost age appropriate. There's no unfortunate. It's not Hot Legs or Stay With Me. It's age appropriate, but that's some note I get there.
You know,
I'm still practicing it every day, trying to get it so I can do it when we play live.
I was going to ask you about that note. Is that a kind of falsetto note, or is that an octave note, or is that in your range normally?
No, it was a freak note that I got, and my bollocks dropped off afterwards. It's almost in the falsetto, but it's not.
So right.
It's an odd note.
So was that in your head when you were writing the song, or did that come later when you were producing it?
No, that was when we were writing the song. We were running it down. I mean, I didn't have all the lyrics to the song, but I knew where that break was going to be, and that was what came out. You know, just...
Wow.
That's the remarkable thing I've been writing about songs. It's just, it comes to you out of the blue. You can have a song title, you know what it's going to be about, and then a bit of magic will happen just like that.
So you're very pleased with Please then?
I'm very pleased with Please.
How about your voice, Rod? Has it got stronger? Has it got more mature? Has the range got bigger there? Are you hitting notes that you didn't hit before, or the other way around?
No, it's sort of the other way around. I mean, most people's voices drop with age. I don't know anybody that's kept their voice, you know, 30 or 40 years later and they're still singing in the same keys. I certainly not. But there's a certain, I think... I don't know. I seem to be able to caress songs a little bit better now than I used to. You know, it's a work in progress, the voice. You work on it and you get it the best you can. It's just like any other job. Well, not quite like any other job.
I know what you mean. It reminds me of the phrase they used to say about Nadal. The way he plays tennis, he was playing tennis that his body couldn't cash. He was, you know, the force of his shots. He wasn't playing it like Federer does. Do you understand that? Right.
Yeah.
So 50 years on, Rod, you're still in one piece, apart from your knee, fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm in embarrassingly good health, thank you very much.
Good man. What's your secret?
Well,
Is that an obvious question?
No, I don't smoke, and I'm really against smoking, unfortunately, for those who do smoke. And I've got a trainer. I'm lucky enough to have a trainer that we work out at least three times a week. So, but I miss me football, John. I really do. I miss playing. It's a big hole taken out of my life, you know. Miss it.
Well, my dad's had three new knees put in, so yeah, he's not played for all
three.
Yes. Got to get
it. Well, both, did he play?
He did. Well, he played in the army, yeah. And so they took the last one out with a hammer and chisel, I think, you know.
Oh, bless
couldn't
him.
Get it out.
Oh. Is he still with us?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's
great.
75. Great. Yeah, he's still rocking on, as they say.
Good man.
Your new tour, are you doing Vegas as well? Did I read that?
Vegas is in March.
Right.
I've got a few months off now, which is really lovely. Mm-hmm. Vegas is in March, and then I've got another 2 years of Vegas. But it's every, you know, I do 2 weeks, four times a year. So, and then we got the tour next year.
Nice.
In June.
And this, so you're going from Las Vegas to kind of the football stadia of the UK. So you're not playing football, but your next best thing.
Yeah, the next best thing. I still kick the balls out at the end of the show. People love that, you know.
Is there a different atmosphere in football stadiums to the bigger venues? Is that why you like the stadiums?
It's if the weather's great, which I hope it's going to be, and it's a lovely evening, there is a carnival spirit about doing an outdoor show. You know, especially if it's a weekend, everyone gets pissed as farts, and it's if all the things are in the right place, the weather, you know, there's not too much wind. It's a great evening, you know, when the sun's going down and the stage starts getting dark and you see the lights. It's just wonderful.
Bit of magic. Not quite like Hampden, though.
No, especially the old Hampden. Yeah. I miss the old Hampden.
Now, there's rumours around that you and Dolly Parton are going to be making a special guest appearance on X Factor soon, possibly as a fifth judge. Is this true, or is this kind of Simon Cowell kind of whipping up a storm?
No, I'm not. I wouldn't be doing that show, no. I've got nothing against the show. It's
right.
Just, you know, I'm far too old to be on the show. Well, Tom Jones is on there. He's older than me, isn't he?
Yeah. So you're not keeping up the show? You don't know if anybody's doing well or whatever?
No.
Okay.
Far too busy trying to flog my album.
Yes, exactly. If I may ask you this, the Dale's new song, how do you rate that?
I haven't heard it yet.
Oh, you've not?
I haven't heard it. It's called People, isn't it? Or Hello.
Hello, yeah.
Two magazines. She's a wonderful talent, a really tremendous talent.
Our next single's called OK. Because I was asking about Adele, because, of course, she had this operation to cure kind of Rod Stewart voice. Yeah, well, that's what it was called, wasn't it? Kind of to get rid of that kind of little raspy thing in there.
I love that raspiness in her voice. I hope that's not gone.
Well, exactly. Your raspiness, has it always been there?
Yeah, I suppose so. I think it was more so, you know, in my early days. With the Faces, it was a lot higher and a lot raspier. It's a bit deeper now, as I said earlier. Yeah, it's always been there because I was always trying to sound like the great black singers of past years, Otis Redding and Sam Cooke and Muddy Waters, you know, till it developed into Rod's voice.
Like a fine whiskey, Mr. Stewart.
Yes, indeed.
Well, look, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and hopefully I'll see you at some football stadia. Maybe the Scottish gig. Where are you playing in Scotland?
I'm playing in...
Falkirk?
No. Kilmarnock.
Kilmarnock.
Kilmarnock and I think Inverness.
Inverness, right? Yeah. Well, if I can't make Las Vegas, I'll make Inverness.
Oh, right, make sure you call me. Make sure you look me up when you come to Vegas. We'll have a night out.
Oh, that'll be. Well,
we won't go that mad, though. We're too old for that.
Don't tell the wife.
Oh, don't tell the wives.
I remember the other time because I was at the Intercontinental Hotel in Sydney, overlooking the bridge, and it's not a hotel, it's balconies, but you were there. Getting some sun rays on what must have been the smallest balcony in the world. Do you remember that?
Is that the one right under the bridge?
No, overlooking the bridge. But they've got like,
overlooking the bridge.
But you managed to get a sun lounger, and you were out there on the three people getting the rays on.
Even if I'm in a room, sometimes I'll lay out and open the windows and look at a suntan. I love having a tan.
I've got five of your favourite things to finish, Rod. If I may, very quickly, your favourite time of your life.
Right now, without a doubt, this is a wonderful time. I'm enjoying, you know, my two young sons. I'm enjoying married life. My career's going well, and probably walk outside and get knocked down by a bus.
It's good to hear. Favourite place, Rod?
Favourite place? Apart from being home, I've really fell in love with Dubai just recently.
Oh.
Been there a couple of times, yeah.
Where's home for you now? LA?
No, right here at the moment. Home is. I'm home here promoting the album, and I go back to LA in November.
Favourite person, Rod?
Favourite person? Be my mate Al, the scrap dealer from East London.
Good boy. Favourite film?
Favourite film? Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, that's coming up again as I saw that advertised. Okay, and finally, Mr. Stewart, your favourite song, sir?
My favourite song would be I Could Have Danced All Night, But My Wheelchair Sprung a Puncture.
I can hear the remix of that coming on.
The Midnight Hour by Wilson Pickett.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying Midnight Cowboy there. That, okay, right. No. Okay. Rod, it's been a pleasure. All the best with the new album. I love its kind of variety, and I'm loving playing Please. And hopefully I'll see you in Vegas, sir.
Mate, look me up. Thanks, John.
Cheers, Rod.
Bye, mate. Bye. Bye.